Welcome back to Talking Honest on the Parsha with Daniel Eisenberg. In Parsha's Metzora, the first topic we encounter is the purification of the Metzora. In last week's Parsha, Parsha's Tezria, we learned about the concept of tsaras, this spiritual skin affliction that would, well, it's a physical skin affliction, and Chazal tells for due to spiritual causes. And last week we learned about the diagnosis of this as well as the protocol for what someone should do should he be confirmed to have tsaras. And in this week's parsha, we meet the person at the end of his term of tsaras, and he is ready for purification. And there are a few stages, a few steps that he has to take in order to get there. Now, the first step revolves a very involved ritual, a ceremony with several supplies. He needs eta, erez, and ve'ezov, you know, different types of, like, cedar wood and hyssop branches, and a couple of birds. And what he does with the two birds, the pasuk describes at the beginning of Parak Yudalid, describes that one of the birds is slaughtered, and they, you know, take the blood, and the other bird is taken with these other things, the branches and wood, and they're all dipped together in the blood of the dead bird, and then the live bird is sent off. It says in pasuk Zion, again, Parak Yudalid, Pasuk Zion, V'hiza al ha-mitaher min ha-tzaras sheva pamim, and then the blood is going to be sprinkled onto the mitaher, the one who's going to become pure, v'tiharo, and he is purified, v'shilach es ha-tzipor ha-chaya al pnei ha-sodeh, and the living bird is sent out towards the field to fly away to freedom. Unlike the dead bird that is, well, the pasuk doesn't tell us what happens with that. So now we go to Targum Yonah's son, who will elaborate. And Targum Yonah's son says over here that we, I could just read it straight. V'yadi al beis apohi demidake min sigirusa shvate zimnin midake ne. So what he does is, as we said, he is sprinkled with the blood seven times, and he is purified. V'yiftor yas tzipra chaisa an pechakla. And he sends away and frees the living bird to go towards the field. V'hei in etimus hahu gavra lemilke suv betsura toiva. So, and it says over here, an interesting point that I don't want to focus on for now, which is that if he gets tsaras again, the bird will come back, which is very interesting. But hahu gavra lemilke suv betsura toiva tzipra chaisa levese. Yamahahu, it'll come back at that time. But anyway, umiskashra lemechla. And the bird is kosher for eating. So if this bird ends up being found by anybody, even if you could recognize it, the bird is kosher. You're allowed to eat it. V'yastzipra nechisa, but the bird that was slaughtered, hava mekabar kahana b'michme b'tzara. It has to be buried by the Kohen in front of the Metzora. So these over here is telling us a couple of halachos. First of all, that the living bird is kosher, so even after it's sent away, you can, whoever gets it can eat it, and the dead bird must be buried in front of must be buried by the Kohen in front of the Metzora. So these halachos are not only found in Targum Yonah's son. The first halacha about the kashrus of the living bird is indeed found in the Gemara and Talmud Bavli and Kiddushin. It's found in the Midrash in Taras Kohanim, and the halacha about the burying the dead bird in front of the Kohen, in front of the Metzora by the Kohen, that's found in the Mishnayos in Negayim. So these are not only introduced here. But Targum Yonah's son is telling us that these are, that this is how, you know, part of the ceremony that you need to know for these two birds, that this is what happens with them. And a question we can ask is, why is that the case? Why is why do we need to know, according to Targum Yonah's son, that the bird that flies away is kosher, the other one has to be buried specifically in front of the Metzora? Now, you know, the different explanations you can give. One shot that I've had in the two birds, and I believe I've seen also a similar idea in the Kliyakar, and I'm sure others say it as well, is what is the symbolism of the two birds? What is that supposed to tell us? And the idea is that the two birds are symbolic of the two choices somebody can make. I think specifically when it comes to tsaras, especially, you know, Chazal primarily darshan tsaras as connecting to lashon hara. So the power of speech, that there's a good, beautiful power of speech. There's singing praises. There's giving an encouraging word. There's learning Torah. There's davening. And then there's, of course, the negative types of speech, lashon hara and rechilos and mosi shemra and nivel peh and onas devarim and all kinds of negative ways to use speech, and the Mitzora is being encouraged to use his speech positively, like the bird that goes to freedom, and not use his speech negatively, like the bird that's going to be killed. And that's the message for him. So that's what I've suggested, and I've seen others say as well. But I think also with this understanding, we could try to, you know, understand further some of these halachos that Targum Yonasan quoted. You know, we can suggest over here that what's the significance of being mutar ba'achila? Why is it that you're allowed to eat the bird that flies away? And I think that this is really an important lesson, that lest someone think that the living bird, right, so the living bird again symbolizing the correct choices, someone should not think that the correct choices means completely distancing yourself from any physicality, detaching yourself completely from Gashmias, complete deprivation from physical involvement in the world, right? That's the only way I can avoid it, right? That I can only avoid speaking Lashon Hara by not talking. So I have to have a tinus dibor for the rest of my life. I have to completely dissociate from people. And if I dissociate from others, then I'll be able to hold back from speaking Lashon Hara. So that's not really what we're supposed to do. There's a certain point where we have to go to extremes. For example, the Mitzora, when he has his tzaras, he goes to an extreme. He had proven himself not to be someone who is able to control himself interacting with others. He interacted with others in a negative way. And therefore, we needed to go to an extreme and Badad Yeshev be in isolation until he's ready to come out and be nice. And when he's able to come out and be nice, he's supposed to be, you know, re-involved, get back involved in the community, interact with people, speak again, but do it in a holy way. So the bird that's being sent away, it's not being sent away and, you know, it's completely kadosh and you can't benefit from it and you can't have any connection to it. No. The one that flies away, the one that's living, it's mutar b'achila. You're allowed to eat it. You're allowed to have benefit. It's not so holy that it's completely beyond concept. It's just in a more pure way, involved in the physical world, interacting with people, but in a more pure way, and not being involved in averos. So kind of giving the message of ase tov, and not just sur meira, not just, you know, running away from evil, but really being able to do good and be involved in good. And it could be that the message in the bird that's being slaughtered, being buried in front of the Kohen, is simply that it drives home the message by the Kohen in front of the Mitzora. So the Mepharshim on the Mishnayos explain in the Gayim, give, you know, suggestions for why that could be. The Rav Adin Bartanura says that it's, you know, we bury it because it's Asher Behana. Tosfos Yontov adds that it's in front of the Mitzora so that the Mitzora doesn't suspect the Kohen of eating it, which also has a very interesting lesson to draw from there, but I don't want this to go on too long. But we can also just simply say that it's important for the Mitzora to internalize the idea that sinful choices lead to death and burial. So he needs to see it in front of his very own eyes, see what's going on with that bird, seeing being buried, and realize that that's really the end. If should he make the negative choices, but of course to make the choices of the good bird, the bird that's flying away to freedom, not completely detached, it's mutar bahana and mutar ba'achila, but something that's able to fly to freedom in a higher way and use his kochos to serve Hashem properly. Have a beautiful Shabbos Hagadol.